This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Going where a few other radio shows ever go. The Robert Scott Bell Show live next couple of hours from our Thomas Deluxe Grill in Atlanta. And we have just before showtime, the heavens opened up. They've been in drought here in Atlanta. We go up to Lakeland here, the drought ends. They've been in drought here in Atlanta. We're now in downtown, basically Atlanta, on Peachtree Road, Peachtree Street. And the heavens open up. I think we got some rainmaking going on, Super Don. They're happy we're here.
Oh, is that what happens when people are happy? When they're happy that you're there, it starts to rain.
When you're happy and you know it, let it rain. That's right.
Make you wet.
Yes. Well, listen. There are droughts that happen from time to time. We were up at the lake. I don't know if you saw any pictures. If I sent you any, but we had a nice visit with the family going up on the boat and.
Seeing a picture of the wake behind a ski boat.
Yes, my friend, my dad's friend. Okay, he's one of his best friends. You know, my dad has passed away, and he's since 2005. But a good friend of my dad said, you know, come on up, you guys, bring the grandkids. A friend of my mom's as well, and he just hosted us. A beautiful boat, great place on the lake, and we got to unplug. I did a little radio from there as well, as you've heard, but. It was just a nice visit, and today we're here back at one of my favorite restaurants in the whole world with one of my favorite people, Richard Thomas, and I don't know if you saw before the show, we did our first Periscope while I was in the car riding to our Thomas, and then while we were here at the restaurant, we got a Facebook Live with Richard Thomas as well. So the expansion into the visual medium for the Robert Scott Bell Show is happening, Super Don. You can't stop it.
You are just totally hip. You are so with it, yes.
And I just took a sip from a Blue Moon, my favorite yerba mate drink. They do it cold in the summer. And you might be able to hear the rain around me, the lightning, the thunder, whatever it is. It's really crazy. So take a deep breath.
Little noise there. It works.
Maybe it's Hillary Clinton. What about Hillary?
Yeah.
This is an amazing story. Now, I will tell you this, folks. We'll spend more time talking about Hillary tomorrow with Jonathan Emord and Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. But if you look at what happened with Comey laying out all the things that Hillary did, and you know, clearly showing that she's not what she purports to be. She's not truthful. And then at the end says, but she didn't mean it.
Yeah, we don't see any reason why we should press any charges. What?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what, you know, I have not seen in a long time the activity online that is just absolutely crucifying Hillary Clinton. I mean, the court of public opinion, she is not doing well.
Well, the thing is, will there be a rebound? You know, we've heard things like Comey was just fearing for his life. He's like, no, I couldn't vote to her, indict her because, you know, I want to live. You hear all the stories about people that cross the Clinton.
That. I've seen the memes. Yeah. I've seen a lot of things. But the bottom line is people are just looking at this. And like I said, social media is an important medium when it comes to, you know, candidates that are running for office. And honestly, I'm looking at this and I'm going, man, she is really getting hammered hard because people see right through this. People are not blind to this.
But the question is, you know, the blindness in terms of partisanship. Well, we don't want Donald Trump, right? You even got Republicans going, oh, we don't want Trump. It's like, you know what I said, I like about Trump that he's not a globalist. If he hires on to be his vice president, the CFR member, what was the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich? Not going to thrill me in the least, but I recognize that his stand against these global treaties that destroy the American worker is a good thing. And the concept of America First, some level of nationalism, not national socialism like Bernie, but you know, looking out for us, looking out for our homers, right? That's not bad. We could do that after an era of globalism. The globalism thing is not going to do anything but, you know, keep the elites in power and enslave the rest of us. And, you know, we don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So whatever you decide to do, whether you sit out the election, and I get that, I do, you know, Super Don and I do not judge you for that. But if you do participate and you do pull the lever for Hillary, you can just turn the radio dial off right now. We don't need you as a listener. You're hopeless. I can't help you. You know, this woman, and it's like, not that she could be a man. I don't care. It doesn't matter the sexual orientation, even.
To listen to the show if you want to vote for Hillary, but I can't imagine why. But, you know, yeah, I don't know. Dude, I honestly don't know. This is the weirdest election season I have ever participated in. I don't even know. It's hard to make heads or tails of it.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. Oh, well, maybe we'll leave Hillary in the dust now because we'll talk more in detail about it with the FDA Dragon Slayer tomorrow, Jonathan Emord. Since I'm in a restaurant that mostly does organic, there's a story here. Let's talk some food this hour. Would it make you too hungry if we talked food right now? Would you be all right with that?
Oh, that's all right. I'll just grab something to eat on the break.
All right. I just had some of Grandma's salmon and quinoa dish. It's like, I forget what they call it, but it's like a Thai spice salmon with quinoa. It's really nice.
Yes.
And then my son's having the chicken wings. My daughter had a smoothie.
Ooh,
a special
wings.
Smoothie.
I like chicken wings. Chicken wings are good.
Yeah. Yeah, you would enjoy these. And then the thing is, when we brought our kids here, when we used to live here, they were little, really little. And then when we'd visit occasionally, as you hear the thunder around us, they would go into the restaurant, which is kind of open to where it is, and Cesar would take the kids back, and he would make them a special smoothie, a special recipe. He would do something special for them. You know, kids that come here really feel special, and rightly so. And the birds that are here, all of that, just a special place. If I say special too many times, it's just coming from my heart. So, but most Americans, according to this article at The Verge, have a pretty good idea of which foods are healthy. The question is, do they actually eat them? You know, it's one thing to know about it. It's another thing to act on what you know, which has been a big issue for me over the years when we talk politics or health. You know what's good for you. You know what's bad for you, yet you continue to work against your own best interest or self-interest. And the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, talks about this as well. It's a lack of self-love. Do we have a lack of self-love in America that we're willing to even consider a Hillary Clinton as potentially as president? Is that where this is going? Could that possibly be the case?
I like the analogy. And you're right. I mean, look, people know, and I like the way that they put some very obvious examples here. They say that everyone is more or less on the same page about things like bacon and ice cream and french fries and chocolate chip cookies. You know, okay, those are the no-no foods. You know, eat your vegetables and eat your, you know, those are the good foods. Everybody knows that. And I would say it's very much like, I think the majority of people know Hillary Clinton. She's the equivalent of the bacon and the ice cream and the french fries and the chocolate chip cookies. I mean, people get that. They understand. I know I sound like Sesame Street, but it's true. People know this is the politician. This is the person that's slimy and dishonest and is not telling you the truth and stuff. People get it. I think people become complacent and they've become disenfranchised and you just kind of just go with the flow, which I think a lot of people do when it comes to the food that they eat as well.
Yeah. Well, and I think, again, the quality or the lack thereof has facilitated a degenerative process, not just in the physical body, but in the mind. The ability to think clearly, and then, of course, as it extends to the mind, the mind-body connection, the extension would be to act on information, right? If you know that food that is grown with genetically engineered ingredients or processed with high fructose corn syrup is bad for you, why do you still do it? Now, some people say, well, it's addiction. But the addiction, did it happen? You know, where does it start? And where does the responsibility lie? And we recognize addiction is a very real thing, and we have compassion for those who have addictions. But at the same point in time, there are those that would say, well, it's too inconvenient to eat healthy, as if, you know, the Obamacare or whatever medical system there is would save them later on in life. And it's just a brutal choice to make when we live in a sense to say, well, I know it's not going to be good for me. And it's one thing to do that once in a while, Super Don. You know me. I'm a purist. But I acknowledge that, you know, people are going to stray a little bit. But the idea is to do it once in a while versus making it, you know what, I just give up. I'm not, you know, it's just too hard to eat well. So just send the GMO garbage to me right now.
Yeah, convenience is kind of an evil thing because that's what everything in the society, if you think about it, everything is about what's more convenient. You know, it's kind of like when was the last time you remember having to get up to change a channel on the TV, right? It's,
yes.
You know, it's the same thing. It's like everything is about convenience, less effort, less travel, less money, etc. And that's supposed to be good. And it really could ultimately be the downfall of civilization if you think about it.
Well, is the U.S. government subsidizing it, right? They subsidize all the things that are bad for you. And then in New York City, they say you can't buy a 32-ounce Coca-Cola, as if you can't buy, you know, a 28-ounce twice or something. I mean, it's a lunatic fringe, if you will, in government subsidizing processed foods. People say, well, why is organic food so much more expensive? Well, partly because of the certification process, but partly because the price of food is not real because it's subsidized by taxpayer dollars or the Federal Reserve printing money out of thin air.
Well,
and that is
about what are the foods that are subsidized? You know, we're talking about the things like the corn and the soy and, mm-hmm. and, you know, the livestock to some extent and stuff like that. Things like vegetables, there's no vegetable subsidizing.
Yeah, there's no subsidy
for veggies.
There's
no profit in it, you know?
Yeah. It's absolutely incredible. So, folks, again, it's a value system. If you value your health the way that I do, if you value your health as much as if your head is being held underwater, you need oxygen. You know what that feels like if you've ever drowned or almost drowned. And until you want something bad enough, sometimes it's just you're going to find an excuse not to get it. And the question is, what is your value system? We're live on the air from R. Thomas in a major lightning thunderstorm. We're blessed here with this because it's life, it's water, it's rain, it's hydrogen, it's electricity. Lots more healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. OTB, outside the box with TMB a little later. How about eating pasta? Does it cause obesity? The controversial results from Italy after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, heavy metal, rock and roll, thunder. I guess we need some AC/DC playing Thunderstruck, man. The thunder, the lightning is going on over us. If you're in Atlanta, you should be grateful because the heavens have opened up. I don't know if the drought is totally over, but man, oh man, is it flooding down here. And we're having a great time. Art Thomas Deluxe, if you can brave the rain. Coming down to see us, we'll be here in the next couple of hours. Ty Bollinger will be with us on the radio, of course, with Outside the Box. And Super Don, did you see they've just went public with the Truth About Cancer conference coming up in Dallas in October of this year? And I sent the link in Skype to you so you can blast it out to the world. And literally, folks, this is going to sell out so fast that you're going to want to sign up. Don't think about it. Don't hesitate. Just go. Just do it and be part of an extraordinary event. And we'll talk with Ty about it a little bit later. Also wanted to give you a heads up for our friends in Liberty. You know who you are. You love Liberty like we do. You want to learn about it. You want to share it. Well, Michael Badnarik's hosting a Constitution class with me in Central Florida outside of Orlando. We'll get you more details. And that'll be happening August 13th and the 14th. The 14th is the Second Amendment. The 13th is everything else. So get ready for that. RobertScottBell.com. That is where the show notes are linked, and you can link to all of the wonderful sponsors that support this message. So, eating pasta. We've been told in the last, I don't know, umpteen years, 10 years at least, that pasta was always bad. It's going to cause diabetes. It's going to cause obesity. It's going to cause syndrome X, right?
From the pasta, yes.
I think they confirmed what you just said. That was a close lightning strike, Super Don.
Wow, I was wondering what happened there.
Well, it was a lightning strike. If I go on the air, you know, may the blessings be. But here we are. We're championing out into the world this way.
Okay.
Pasta.
Pasta.
A new Italian study.
What's the matter with you?
Do you like pasta? I mean, who doesn't like pasta? But if anybody says they don't like pasta, they're lying, I think.
I'm a big fan, yes.
Right. But what we're talking about is pasta out of Italy. I don't know if that's Zeus in Mount Olympus,
right? I
don't
know how you're able to concentrate.
I'm just having a blast here. It's like the elements. It's like raw. It's alive. What?
It sounds like you're doing a live remote broadcast from Beirut or something.
Oh, well. Well, we're going to do it anyway. Okay. But this is a story out of Italy about obesity. And it's saying that pasta does not cause obesity. And, in fact, it's associated with a reduction in body mass index, BMI. And that is so counterintuitive to what everybody believes to be true. But what they don't recognize in this study, once again, is that the pasta in Italy is made from whole grains, free of GMOs, not refined, not just left with carbohydrates and nothing else, and handmade, often very fresh, along with other things that they eat in that so-called Mediterranean diet environment. And, of course, they never make that distinction. Somehow they miss that when they talk about how great pasta is. It's not great if you're buying refined carbohydrate pasta in the United States of America, loaded with GMOs, glyphosate, etc. That's a whole different story, and that will induce obesity and worse.
Now, just for purposes of full disclosure, this study was partially funded by the pasta company Barilla.
Oh, is that right?
It is. Yeah, I mean, you know, we got to mention these things. And the Italian government.
Yeah, sure. Full disclosure.
Italian government.
Well, you know, what is being Italian if you can't eat pasta? And I don't claim to be Italian, but I certainly appreciate it. And we don't eat it much. We get some spelt stuff, some good organic things. But when you get a really good organic pasta from Italy, it's absolutely delightful. And I know the paleos are kind of freaking out right now going, I can't believe Robert said that. But listen, I am not. Yeah. You tell them what to do, Super Don.
Come on.
Did you say bite me or lighten up?
There's enough room in the hot tub for all of us here.
Now, again, we're not disavowing knowledge of the refined carbohydrate craze that really took over the world when they said, you know, refined carbs are the way, quick energy, you know, carbo load for races and stuff. I mean, these are things that are absolutely missed when we talk about the reality of the way to eat something like a pasta. Again, whole grains, it's written about in the Bible. Whether you believe in the Bible or not, there's good information in there, and you can utilize that. And, of course, if we bastardize and turn our food into alien food, it's not fit for human or animal consumption. And then we get fat and diseased, and we wonder, how did it happen? Folks, it's not our genes. It's what we're putting into our genes. And if it's not pasta or organic from Italy, then you might want to avoid it. All right, folks, we'll talk about essential fats. We'll answer a question of the day about HDL and LDL as well. Live from Mark Thomas Deluxe in the midst of a blaring lightning thunderstorm extraordinaire. Summertime in Atlanta. What are you going to do? Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Super, Don. You know, we've done some very strange remote broadcasts over the years in very unusual places. This is now ranking up there near the top. And not that we haven't done Art Thomas before the restaurant in Atlanta. We have. But never in a blinding rainstorm with thunder, lightning crashing around us. The water's coming in under the tent. You know, my son is desperately bringing a booster seat, not because we have another baby, but because we have to put the electronic wires off of the floor so it doesn't go up in smoke and you know, like so far we're so good. I just think,
yeah.
You know,
well,
like the Blues Brothers said, we're on a mission from God.
When you get to the point that you've got to put on a life vest, then we'll start the work.
Yeah. I'll take a picture of what's going on around us here. But always having a good time. And, of course, the theme here, what are you doing? Get that out of the sauce. What do you want? Oh, you want a picture? Okay, my son's going to take a picture. All right, we'll let him do that. I'm like, are you going to dip my phone in the blue cheese sauce or something? What's going on here? So he's just going to take a picture. Now, the issue of food, as we've been talking about thematically today, the first hour at least, talking food. And there's a story here about fats. And, you know, there's some good information coming out, but there's also the half information because they can't go all the way, right? Our DNA in America as Americans has been programmed to believe that saturated fat is evil. It's bad for you. These things are going to be, you know, just horrible for you. Yeah, I know. It's okay. It's on wheels, kiddo. The water's coming in. It's like you said, we're going to build an ark in the next segment. But there's a story here on CNN. And it says what? Good fats can cut risk of death by 27%, according to a study. Now tell us something we don't know. Of course, we're all into good fats. We're not into the trans fats, the hydrogenated oils. That's a whole different story. But if you look and if you read this story and you read down and go, hey, there's some good information here about reducing cancer, type 1, type 2 diabetes, other cardiovascular risks. And then you go down and down and down. Eventually they go, what are bad fats? And they go, bad fats include trans fats, which we're in agreement with, and saturated fats, which I disagree with. Now, it's just like anything. I don't want you to dive into a vat of saturated fats and that's all you eat, unless you're an Eskimo, right, up in the northern clime of Alaska. But, you know, an appropriate amount of fat, saturated fat, is going to be good for you. Your brain, your nerve cells. I mean, it needs so much fat to insulate, to sheath it, to protect it. And we've got so much neurological degradation. I think, you know, number one on the list of prime culprits in neurological degradation is a fear of healthy fat, including saturated fat. Now, vegetarians can get saturated fat from coconut oil. So that's cool. Hey, look, Ariana sees a friend from years ago. How cool is that? My daughter's finding an old friend.
Oh, cool.
Sorry, it's like squirrel. What's going on? We're here at R. Thomas. Yeah, the families do come to R. Thomas. It's really cool. So
saturated fat.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know, Super Don, if I'm making any sense here, but again, I the whole misinformation on fat still coming through this article, and there's no discussion or differentiation between even saturated fat when it comes from those who are not vegetarian from animals, like butter or lard or other things, from animals that have been raised healthily, that have eaten healthily, that have minimal bioaccumulation up the so-called food chain. And that's true also in the sea when we talk about the healthy fats in fish, sometimes counterbalanced or vice versa with the mercury and other toxic bioaccumulants the higher up you go in terms of the kind of fish that you eat. You know, sardines versus shark, right? There's way more mercury in shark than you're going to find in sardines. So these are distinctions missed, and I think they're very important. And I wish that they would also encompass that when they come out with a story about fats.
I have to imagine there was a time mm-hmm. when people just ate food, and
yeah.
it was just food.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't have to worry about whether, oh, no, I'm sorry, is this a monounsaturated or polyunsaturated, or is it a saturated? It was just food. Give me a steak. Give me a baked potato and some vegetables. And, you know, and it was just something where you didn't have to worry about this stuff. I get the feeling that the reason why this is even something we're talking about today is because man went in there and started making stuff and substituting things, and here's
yeah.
something that is kind of like what, you know, the other food used to be like, but it's better for you now.
Right,
you know,
right.
When we got into having to worry about all these different types of fats, didn't there just used to be fat?
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, it's kind of like the whole idea of organic food. What is it? It used to be called food, right? And, you know, there were joyous times. For me, you know, obviously we control the food in our own home, in our own environment. I'm traveling and such. But when we have the ability, let's say, to go out to a restaurant and to know that the food is clean, it's a simple pleasure that a lot of people take for granted because they'll go out and eat anything, anywhere, anytime because they haven't had the experiences I've had of being devastated by food much of my young life and being sick because of it. You know, and so when people say, why do you eat the way you eat? It's not because I'm a religious fanatic about organic food. I'm very selfish about it. I like feeling good. I like doing well. I like not having chronic gastrointestinal symptoms, pains, diseases, constipation, etc. It's selfish, okay?
You're such a fanatic. You want to feel good? You want to be healthy? You fanatic.
Yeah, well, that's now considered orthorexia, right?
Orthorexic. You've got a mental problem.
It's a psychiatric disorder. Again, that's how
we've strayed.
Here's the thing
about being orthorexic that is so weird, okay? Because they talk about how, well, if you are really concerned about the food that you eat, it's going to make you antisocial. In other words, if you're out in the general public, you're going to be kind of a loner or kind of an outcast. Because why? Because you're weird? Or is it because everybody else is eating crap and you don't want to eat it? Who's the weird one in that group, right?
Yes. The thing is, I've never been afraid of being ostracized or an outcast, but I know that not a lot of people are socially driven, and I'm a sociable guy. You know, I have friends. I love to hang out with people, but if the people don't like me or think I'm it doesn't bother me. It's like, you know, I'll move on. Freedom of association. A lot of people want everybody to be homogenous and the same. It's like, no, I do revel in diversity. Not forced diversity, but diversity because I so much appreciate people's talents that are different than mine. I'm not jealous of people that can do things better than me. I love that. I like to learn from them. And I think, you know, there's a sense of a community that can really happen as long as you don't think, well, we all have to think the same, be the same, do the same. Other than food, I will say that. You've got to eat cleaner if you want to be around for a long time for your kids and grandkids and not be hooked up to tubes or taken out of the life chain because Obamacare won't pay for you.
How is that any different than somebody who, let's say, you know, for religious reasons needs to eat kosher? Does that mean they're now got some kind of a mental disorder and that they're an outcast and they're antisocial?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that interesting?
I don't see anybody saying that.
I don't know. I mean, they might try, but you're right. It's probably not. Now, there's another story about fats that was really interesting. And, of course, a lot of the paleos will love this. The case for eating butter just got stronger, right? Butter. You know, everything goes better with butter. The more butter, the better. And I'm a butter kind of guy. You know, I grew up on margarine. Pure motor oil, right? Motor oil. Yeah, everybody needs the margarine. At least there's no saturated fats because those things are dangerous, right? So what do we do here? Plug my phone into that. That's fine. So it'll hold up here, Elijah. This idea that butter is actually good, again, coming from clean sources, pasture-fed animals, that's a difference maker at that point. Fats are not bad. Again, we fear the fat. But how do we find that moderation? How do we find that balance that's right for you or me? I think we're so fat-phobic and fat-deficient that a lot of people will benefit by going on the healthy fats. Like we had, you know, Ian Clark talking about those fats. The transformation that occurs when you get those good fats in you is life-altering, and it's almost immediate. When you start trying, experimenting with fats, healthy fats, what happens to you is extraordinary.
And I like butter. Butter tastes good. That's even a big bonus, right?
And it's a bonus. You know, like you said, people say, oh, you eat well, everything must taste like cardboard. Heck no, man. When you eat real food, sometimes you don't even have to put anything on it. It's so good. Like people that do the organic tomatoes from the garden. It is amazing how good that stuff tastes, even though I'm not a fan of tomatoes, but you make sauce out of it if you want.
I'll tell you what, you know, there are a lot of people that are going for different types of diets, which, you know, listen, ever since I got some training back in the day as a personal trainer, and about eating right and stuff like that, diets don't work. Okay,
right.
Because a diet means it's something that you start and at some point you're going to stop and you're going to eat again, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's a way of life. And today, one of the most popular diets that you're going to find out there and that really has a lot of good research backing it is the Mediterranean diet, okay? And the Mediterranean diet has a lot of good fats, not to mention the pasta that we were talking about in the other
good
other
whole
segment.
Grain, non-GMO,
yes.
Non-glyphosate infested. Yeah.
It is more and more, as research is coming out in the mainstream media, they are finding that the good fats and the pasta and all of the things that are incorporated into the Mediterranean diet are heart healthy. People are losing weight and they're feeling great. And guess what? If you haven't ever tried the food, the flavor of the Mediterranean diet is absolutely amazing because it's using real food.
Yeah. I hope we're making everybody hungry. I get, you know, on the commercial breaks.
You got me talking about food now, see?
Yeah. On the commercial breaks, I'm eating Art Thomas delicious dinners here, you know, so I'm in good shape.
And on the breaks, I'm cursing you, you know.
So. Yeah. I was like, darn it, why can't you fit some through the microphone? All right, let's quickly do a question of the day. I don't have the theme running today because we're out here at Art Thomas and it's lightning and thunder. It's starting to lighten up, so come on down if you're in Atlanta. Hi, Robert. This is from, who wrote this? This is from Mary. She's given me her HDL and LDL, and it's 66 to 112, triglycerides 49. The very low density lipoproteins 10 versus lipoproteins 197. Diet is extremely healthy. Again, question, is it clean? Is it organic? I don't know, Mary. You tell me. But do you know how I can lower my lipoprotein? Thanks so much for your help. I know everybody's really hung up on these numbers, and I've been the anti-number guy for a long time. Okay, no, I'm not prejudiced against numbers. I'm just saying the overemphasis on these numbers. If it helps you to say, you know what, I got a goal of reducing this without a drug, fine. You'll alter your diet. You'll find a way to do it. But my number one way to alter your numbers for the better, if you're a numbers kind of gal or guy, ACL, LDL, low density, very low density, whatever it is, one is to help your liver. Number one on that list, because your liver is the producer of these things. Number two, a close second, is to take the GTF chromium, the whole food form of chromium, 100 micrograms at least three times a day, 100 micrograms three times a day, and you will change by the ratio by elevating the HDL so the LDL number is less of a concern to you. And it's not going to stick and cause you a heart attack just because it's LDL. You have to have primary inflammation within the vascular system, and that is also caused by toxins, heavy metals, poor liver function, dehydration, and on and on and on. All right, folks, we got a moment of duh coming up about lifestyle as it relates to obesity after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It looks like we're going to make it. At least through the first hour, then Ty Bollinger will join us for Outside the Box. My good buddy Alex, who I've known for longer than anybody in my life. I don't need a celery stick while I'm on the air. I can't eat. Super dumb one.
A celery stick, huh?
Evidently, Paul McCartney chewed celery on a famous recording. Okay, I don't...
Oh.
Oh, thank you. All right, so here we go. I got to crunch this. Ah, okay, I'm crunching a celery stick. Thank you.
Oh, look. Whoa, hey, Paul McCartney's on the show. How are you?
You know what's interesting about my buddy Alex, who I think I had on before? We've known each other for, well, I don't know, as long back as I can remember. And third grade, at least. And he was one of the guys, and Super Don, you know, I'm going to tell my near-death experience story on the air eventually when I'm at IANS. Right. He was there for it. He was right there. In fact, I could say he was the guy that made it happen because he's the funniest guy, and I start laughing, and it was over. I could have died because of my buddy Alex, but no, that's not the way it happened. We were just goofing. But we've got stories that we could say that we couldn't say on the air. Really cool. Also, interesting, as I'm sitting here at R. Thomas, you know it's the place. We were down in Naples, Florida. Remember the Health Freedom event in Naples, Florida at Food and Thought?
Yeah.
We were up here, and then suddenly my daughter sees a girl that they hung out when we were in Naples, and their family's up here for some horse event. And of all places, of course, if you're into health and healing, you're going to be in Atlanta. You're coming to R. Thomas. There's no way around it. And then I meet Nancy Banks is here. She's a practitioner, also a horseman from Ocala, Florida. So you never know what kind of excitement you're going to have here at R. Thomas, which is very cool. So another story. The stories keep getting better.
That is just too cool how stuff like that happens. You just never know, right?
Yeah. So what was the there was a finale story we wanted to cover before we bring TMB into the mix.
Oh, well, you know, I guess this is another one of those vindication things where, you know, Robert Scott Bell, you know, has been saying this for forever. Yeah. And it really almost lends itself to kind of a moment of duh type situation.
Okay.
But it turns out that, believe it or not, and hold on for just a second here, my computer just froze up.
All right. Well, I've got the headline here.
Yeah.
Is this the
one
about modern lifestyle?
Yes.
Yeah, the modern lifestyle is the primary culprit for obesity epidemic.
Yeah.
Wait, the reason
why this is such a cool story, Robert, is that for the longest time, we have just pulled our hair out, probably not literally, but reading some of these stories where they want to try and say everything's genetic, right? Oh, well, your genes cause this, and this is a gene for this, and here's the gene for this, and everything. And as time has gone on, I myself, personally, have seen an evolution taking place in the news cycle through this research that's going on where they're finding out, oh, well, you know, we thought it was genetic. You know, it was just your genes that you get cancer. It's just bad luck, right, you know, that these things happen. And we're finding that it's environmental factors, it's nutritional factors, it's these things, and they're finally coming around to realizing that that's the case. And when it comes to obesity, it turns out that, guess what? It's not, you're just not just genetically predisposed to be fat, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
They're finding out that even people that were genetically, according to their research, genetically predisposed to be thin.
Yeah.
Are getting fat, and it has nothing to do with their genes. It has to do with their lifestyle. It has to do with the food that they're eating.
Epigenetics, my friends. Epigenetics. And, it's amazing. The modern lifestyle, primary culprit for obesity. It's what you eat, not that you eat. And there are foods that are refined that will make you fat. And there are foods that are full of fat that are not refined that will make you thin or keep you at whatever weight level you're supposed to be.
That's such an oxymoron, you know, when you go by what it is that we were taught when we were kids.
Yeah, it's absolutely,
incredible. Of it.
Well, hey, you know what I'm doing on the break? I'm going to talk with Richard Thomas about some lung issues. And I want to remind everybody the book that Ty Bollinger and I wrote called Unlock the Power to Heal. We've expanded it, and one of the top questions that I got was related to lung health, pulmonary health. And in that book, in one short chapter, I mean, it's barely a chapter, I reveal the secrets to healing your lungs. So, folks, if that's not worth the price of admission, I don't know what is. So I'm going to take a break. I'm going to show him how to nebulize silver hydrosol. Maybe we'll get a picture of that, too. All right, next hour, TMB, Ty Bollinger up. The Truth About Cancer, the event in October in Dallas is going to sell out fast, so please sign up. Also, sign up for the Constitution class. You will be better for it. That'll be in Central Florida August 13th. In the meantime, take a break. We're going to eat some more R. Thomas food after the news. Back, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.